Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Ayudhale Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, I'm your host, Lynn Suzak. Thanks for joining me again today on His Ability. And today I'm really excited about some information that I have to share with my disabled audience and caregivers and those who are interested in the handicap situation in life. Today I'm going to talk right to my producer here, John.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, John. John, you've always got some interesting questions, so I'm gonna pull you in. If you have any questions while we go along,
okay,
please ask, because you represent the whole of my audience today. All right?
All right.
You know, John, it was really funny. It's funny how God works in our lives, because it's the most exciting thing I can think of in my Christian walk is when God's talking to me, you know, mm-hmm. and I know He is. Mm-hmm. And what happened is, actually, one day I was driving home from work, and I had the radio, I had a WMUZ on, of course.
Okay.
And I was listening to somebody talk about the Sid Roth show. Mm-hmm. He has a show called It's Supernatural, and it's in Lansing. You can't get it out here.
Late nights?
I don't know, because it's in Lansing. It's not out here.
Okay.
But what I did is I followed directions to the website,
mm-hmm.
and I found all these testimonies. He does interviews on people with supernatural things happening in their life. And
wow.
I really like that. So I love testimonies. I grew up on testimonies when I was 10 years old and I got saved. Mm-hmm. That's what we did. We had a charismatic, prayer meetings all the time. And I was really attracted to them, because people would talk about how God was working in their lives, and just the communication that we have with God, you know, that mm-hmm. He's real and that He talks to us, and here's how He talks to us, and here's how you know when He is. And so I just love testimonies. So I clicked on the website and came across a couple of really miraculous healings that have happened. I'm looking to learn what's going on in today's world, that people are being healed still.
Mm-hmm.
So I came across one called about Rick Madison. And he may have already been interviewed. I've been emailing him myself, and today I learned that he's been interviewed on Bob's show. I didn't know that. Maybe it was by phone. I don't know. But I was amazed. I've been looking at his testimony, and it's about years ago how he had a car accident, and he was actually on April. I have the synopsis here. On April 13th, 1986, he was involved in an automobile accident, a head-on collision. He was pronounced dead on arrival at
wow.
Vanderbilt University Hospital. He received numerous broken bones, such as a broken neck, like myself, ribs, jaw, hip, a crushed foot. He had a torn aorta artery, a ruptured spleen, and a punctured lung. He remained in a coma. Well, what happened is when he was pronounced dead on arrival, the surgeon or the doctor that was doing that, upon reflection in the story, he says that something told him to go back and try to revive him. Just give it a try.
Amazing.
Yeah, and he did, and they got him to the point of alive. And, you know, and then, you know, for 26 days, he was in a coma, 27 days. The doctors advised his family at that point he was not doing well. They had wired his mouth shut, fed him, you know, intravenously or through a tube. And his family was a Christian family. He was not at that time. He was addicted to some drugs, and his life wasn't under control. He had given his life to the Lord as a younger person, but then straight away.
Okay.
So at the time that he had this accident, he was not in a good spiritual state, addicted to cocaine and some other things. So his family was a very strong Christian family, and they believed in the healing power of Jesus Christ. And Somehow his mom was being communicated with through God that he was going to raise him up. So she continued to believe that, even though the doctors were telling them it wasn't looking good. Mm-hmm. So what happened is they actually advised the family to make funeral arrangements. Okay.
And wow, they went that far.
Yeah, they said that his body was shutting down. The kidneys and liver were not functioning, and I think that his dad said the room was beginning to smell when they would go in to visit him. Oof. And you know, he was just being kept alive on the machines, mm-hmm. and basically he was slowly dying, and actually quickly dying. They asked them, I think, three times to sign off that they could, you know, let go of him, but they wouldn't, and they went to the room, the chapel in that hospital, to pray, and they were being badgered by doctors to, you know, to give up, and they wouldn't, and they kept praying, and just at the time that this was happening, he had an out-of-body experience. His spirit left his body, walked through the hospital until he reached where he saw his parents praying. He knew something was wrong because he would get close to people and try to touch them, and they couldn't see him or feel him.
Right.
And he didn't know what was going on, but he saw his mom praying, and he tried to speak to her, and she looked in that direction but couldn't see him. Mm-hmm. And she was, you know, had all these people, you know, that they knew praying for him, prayer chain going on. And just believed that God was going to come through with the healing beyond the kind of faith that we're, you know, used to.
Yeah.
So at that time that he had the out-of-body experience and he watched his parents praying for him, Jesus came to him. He felt a large hand over his head kind of pressing down, and he could hear Jesus speaking to him that he was real and that he was going to raise him up and give him another chance, you know, in life, and that he wanted to raise him up for ministry.
That's amazing.
And amazing and awesome and all the words that we don't have words to speak, right? Then he sat up out of his coma. His mouth was still wired shut. He shocked the nurse in his room. He sat up. His swelling was gone. His brain was normal. He had been brain dead. And he was instantly of sound mind. He couldn't speak because his mouth was wired shut, so he waved to the nurse, who was ghost white by then, to give him something to write on because his mouth was wired shut from the breaking of everything. Mm-hmm. They couldn't, you know, stabilize it. That's how they did it. So he wrote down, "Is there a church in here?" And she, you know, said, "No, you're in a hospital, blah, blah, blah." And he said, he kept, you know, insisting that he'd just been to a church. And he described what it looked like. Okay, never been there.
Right.
And so she said, there's a chapel on the such and such floor. And he said, "I was just there." So that's what happened. And the doctors came in and were questioning. And he was communicating that way through writing. And so he wasn't healed of everything immediately, but mm-hmm. that was a miraculous, you know, part of it.
Yes.
And then weeks later, he ended up walking out of his wheelchair as he was learning to walk by faith. He was just, you know, he also was delivered of his drug addiction immediately when he woke up. And they had had him on so much morphine that they wanted to wean him off of it. But he said, no, you know, he wrote down, "No, I can tell I'm delivered of cocaine and marijuana. I don't want any morphine." And they said, you know, the effects of that would be devastating. But they saw so much happening to him, miraculous, that they went with what he said. And he was delivered
I can't believe they did that.
Uh-huh. They just said, okay, and they watched him for a few days, and he didn't have any negative reaction to being completely without the morphine.
Huh.
So anyway, these are just some of the highlights, but mm-hmm. Then he was completely delivered, not only from drugs and alcohol and tobacco, but he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And this is just, you know, highlights of the story. Of course, he wrote a book years later, mm-hmm. and that is out for us to read, and I did read it. I ordered it. It's called Raised from the Dead by Rick Madison, and you can get that by going to www.rickmadison.com, mm-hmm. and when you go there, you can click on the same thing that I did, which will bring you to his interview with Sid Roth. And it's kind of a interview plus a reenactment of what happened. They have an actor showing, you know, as you listen to the story. Mm-hmm. So I found that absolutely faith-building, and I love hearing what God's doing in people's lives. And there's other testimonies on the Sid Roth program as well. And from that point, you know, I read the book, and he's talking about not only what he's learned, mm-hmm. From the miracle to different types of healing, how healing can be a progress, you know,
right.
slower. And step by step, everything that he was healed of, his broken neck, I mean, there was miracle after miracle.
It is.
Yeah. It
was
incredible. It was all in different stages. So I, of course, want to draw people to that, that attention of that. But here, John, is the most amazing thing that I'm excited about now.
Okay.
I contacted him by email, because you can do that. And he responded. So I've been corresponding with him. I told him, I'm ready to be healed. God's going to heal me. And I want to be, prayed over by somebody with that has been healed of so many things that, you know, it's for me to say, yeah, I want to be healed of my spinal cord injury. Mm-hmm. To him, he's been praying over people for brain dead injuries, that he's seen, 14 people have been raised out of a brain dead situation.
14 people.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, countless other things, in such as blindness, diabetes. Those are the big things that he can count, you know, that he found that seemed just impossible, but they've been done. And he's ministering around the country, and I wanted to bring him to my church.
Yeah.
I've been trying to work that out, but it seemed like it was going to be an issue, because healing services, John, are questionable nowadays.
Are they?
Yeah, people don't really like to have them. It's just a big disruption in churches sometimes. They don't always want that to happen, because, I don't know, strange things happen when the Holy Ghost starts working.
Sure.
And people can tend to shy away from it. So I'm like, God, how am I going to get him to my church? I'm willing, to fund part of it. Go before me and prepare the way, make a way where there seems to be no way. And so for a month, I've been trying to, you know, talk to people and see if we could arrange that. Well, I corresponded with him again and told him, I'm still trying to work something out with my church. Do you have any advice? I don't know how to get you here. Well, he emailed me back, and he said that he's scheduled in Michigan, May 22nd, not far from my house. Since the first time I talked to him, it wasn't that way. Somehow, he's scheduled, and I'm going to give you the address and the time.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm going to be there.
That's great.
And I don't know what's going to happen, but I know God's opening the door there. So it's Rick Madison.
Okay.
He's going to be at the Clarion Hotel in Detroit. Well, it's in Romulus.
Mm-hmm.
The address is 8600 Merriman Road.
Mm-hmm.
Romulus, Michigan, 48174. He'll be there at 7 p.m. on May 22nd. It's a Thursday.
Wow.
I'm going to be there, and I'm going to tell everybody about it. He also is raised up as a prophet. He has been used he's going to be speaking about end times and all the things that God has been speaking to him about regarding the world right now. I guess they say 100% of his prophecies have come true.
You're kidding me. 100%.
That's what they say. And so I'll be listening for that. And he said they'll definitely have some prayer going on for the sick, but that won't be the main focus of the evening. Mm. And so I'm there.
I can't wait to go.
I can't wait to see
that
you.
That sounds amazing.
All right.
To talk.
And I want to give that news to my listening audience. And
okay.
Thanks again for joining me, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me on, Lynn.
Thank you, God.
Okay. Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1000. 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.